You are listening to Sarah's War, written and read by Brenda Hodnett.
Prologue. Ryan takes my hand in his and kisses the diamond ring on my finger. I stand on my tiptoes and put my arms around his neck and kiss him on the lips. "I'm afraid I have some bad news, Sarah," Ryan says. "What is it?" "Our flight has been canceled." "What? Why?" Ryan points to the television screen next to the departure listings. United States President Rogers is speaking in an urgent news report. "America can no longer stay out of this war," he says in his charismatic voice. "Our supposed ally of Liechtenstein has taken 300 American soldiers hostage." Fleeting images with people blindfolded and with their hands tied behind their backs, sitting against a wall in a dirt floor dungeon, flash across the screen. I clasp a hand over my mouth. Ryan puts a comforting arm around me. "But why are Americans over there? We aren't even part of the war," I protest. "Apparently the president is telling us that we are, and that we have been," Ryan says coolly. "World War III is here." But abruptly, three gunshots fire in succession in the airport hallway. Sporadic screams burst all around. Instinctively, I duck and cover my head. Ryan is now in front of me, with his arms around me in a protective embrace. "Get down!" I crouch and stumble my way to the nearest wall. Ryan follows while continuing to shield me. I hear some screaming in foreign accents. Ryan stares at my face, his jaw clenched. His chest heaves up and down with adrenaline. My limbs tremble and my breath comes in shallow pants. "Keep an eye out to the right of me. I'll look to the left." I peek under Ryan's arm to his blind side. "I see men coming," I whisper. "They're taking purses and wallets." "Fine, we can give them those." Then I see one man with a gun shove another man. I suck in my breath as I feel Ryan's arms tighten around me. "What is it?" he asks. "Everyone," a masked man snarls in an ugly foreign accent. "Give us all your money!" Immediately, hundreds of people toss wallets, purses, and even jewelry out into the center of the aisle. My purse and Ryan's wallet bounce as they join the pile. I see several masked men scramble around, collecting everything handed over to them. The next few minutes are filled with stark silence, except for the masked men clamoring and clanking around. Now they are in a huddle, counting their lucre. "This is all you got?" a man yells in rage. He whips out a small gun and shoots a quick round of bullets at no one in particular. Ryan huddles closer to me, shielding me. Yelling and screaming and crying slice the air, followed by a loud crash that sounds like glass shattering. There are distinctive voices yelling now, but I can't make out what any of them are saying. The shooting ceases. Silence. I peek under Ryan's arm again. "The police made it," I breathe. Ryan glances over his shoulder to survey the scene with me. Two of the six masked men are lying on the floor, along with several other civilians. My mind feels completely incapable of registering the tragedy. The remaining four masked men stand in handcuffs. The policemen are speaking to them, but what they're saying is unclear. Ryan relaxes his embrace and moves to sit next to me. He leans his head against the wall, his breathing heavy. I gasp at the sight of him. "Ryan, you're hurt!" I cry. Blood runs from his neck into his jacket. He places his palm on my cheek. "I love you, Sarah," he whispers. "I love you too," I whisper back. Ryan's eyes roll back in his head, and he collapses to the floor. Chapter 1. Newcomer. I stare out my airplane window as the U.S. Army C-140 flies over the Pacific. I can see large U.S. Navy boats below me, spread out like little circles on a connect-the-dots game, their flags barely noticeable. I glance around at the dozens of Army crew members on the plane, most of them asleep. "Want some company, sweetie?" whispers a voice next to my ear. I jump in surprise. The man chuckles under his breath. Or was it a snarl? "No," I snap. "Oh, too bad."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?